was hard to be sure. Vicari turned now and said, "Signor Emerson, this is Senator Robert Colfax. Senator, Max Emerson." Colfax stepped forward, holding his hand out and smiling with an air of superiority and a well-rehearsed warmth. "Good to meet you, kid. I've heard a lot about you." There was something in his manner that Max didn't like, as if he were talking to some teenage intern. Max felt his humor drain away, but before he could reply or even shake hands, Vicari said, "Senator, why don't you go inside and find something to do? Signor Emerson and I have business to discuss." It was obvious from his tone that Vicari wasn't happy, and Colfax looked unsure how to respond. He smiled awkwardly and lowered his hand again, the look of a man who was struggling to see what his mistake had been, and nervous about how much he'd upset his host.
"Sure, I'll leave you to it."
He walked off the deck, and Vicari waited until he'd gone before saying,
"He should have treated you with more respect. You're 27, no?"
"That's right." Vicari smiled.
"I was the same age when I achieved my current position. Very young. But people soon learned."
A crewman came out onto the deck, pushing a trolley laden with champagne and glasses.
"Please, won't you both take a seat, and we'll toast our first year in business together."
"Thank you, Don Vicari." They sat opposite each other, with Francesco off to one side, and Vicari smiled as the champagne was poured.
"I hope you'll call me Luciano, and I can call you Max. You may be young, but I consider you an equal. We are business partners, and when it comes to investing, you have a golden touch."
"Thank you." It all seemed slightly surreal. Yes, Max was already rich and powerful, but here he was, on first-name terms with someone a lot richer, for now at least, and definitely more powerful. Vicari watched as Max and Francesco were handed glasses of champagne, then accepted one himself and said, "To business!" They raised their glasses, repeating the toast, and sipped at their drinks. Vicari looked at his glass and nodded with approval.
"I lived in America for a while, when I was young, in New York City and Connecticut."
"That's a coincidence. My mom was born in Connecticut, and my dad grew up in Nassau County, Long Island." He cursed himself even as he spoke, wondering why he'd seen fit to share his genealogy with someone like this. Max knew how to make money, but he still had a lot to learn about how someone in his position was meant to act. And yet, to his surprise, Vicari looked genuinely impressed.
"Amazing. I love Long Island."
"Me too. We used to go a lot when I was a kid."
"But you've never lived in the U.S., no? Only ever Switzerland?"
"And Italy."
"Naturally. But you must still feel a connection. So much of your business is in America."
"A fair amount of it." Vicari nodded, apparently giving a lot of thought to the matter. And as friendly as he was, Max could see something in him that hinted at the very real danger lurking beneath the surface geniality. He could easily imagine how terrifying it would be to end up on the wrong side of this man. He seemed so relaxed, and yet there was something taut in the air that surrounded him. Of course, that was part of the thrill. Max didn't have any friends his own age, and didn't really have friends at all since work had taken over his life, but right now he wished he did. Or that he and Steph were still together, so that he could go back and say, "You'll never guess who I met today." Not that Steph would have been impressed by something like that. Vicari looked down at his champagne, but, after considering it, put the glass aside.
"Your American business is actually why I wanted to meet with you today. It's better that we don't meet too often. Better that we don't know too much about each other's business, but I heard you've been having problems with a big property investment in Colorado, and I want to help if I can."
"You have good sources, Luciano, but you don't have to do that."
"It's what friends do."
Max nodded appreciatively, but was wondering how Vicari even knew about Colorado. He was impressed, but concerned, too, because they'd gone to great lengths to keep their involvement secret.
"Tell me more about this